Hello to all. I'm Stacy, and I'm here to, on behalf of a really interdisciplinary team, to tell you about our ECHO project. So, as a kind of disclosure, the presenter and the co-authors were employed by Palmer College of Chiropractic or Community Health Center during this study, and we also received a grant from HRSA to do the study. So our learning objectives are described in the program, but basically I'm going to tell you about our partnership. So the focus of our partnership is to impact musculoskeletal health, particularly spine or back pain, in medically underserved patients, including ethnically and racially diverse populations, persons without health insurance, or those receiving public insurance, and the un- or underemployed. So primary care providers from both biomedical and chiropractic professions care for persons with spine pain, but rarely in the same location. And that's particularly problematic for people who have transportation issues. In addition, coordination of healthcare services between separate health organizations is challenging at best. So why did we choose to do this partnership? Chiropractic colleges employ experts in musculoskeletal pain, but they also tend to attract healthier patients with fewer comorbidities and fewer socioeconomic status stressors. While the mission of community health centers is to provide healthcare services to underserved and vulnerable populations, unfortunately, they don't often have specialized musculoskeletal or pain management services. So the ECHO Nurturing Community Campus Partnerships and Musculoskeletal Health Project sought to understand the process through which a community health center might offer patient-centered, integrative, chiropractic, and primary care services to people with spine pain. So we have three main players in what we call the Back to Health Project. Community Health Center provided the conventional healthcare providers the space, the basic exam equipment, like John said, x-ray services, dictation and documentation services, and most importantly, access to underserved patients. The Palmer College for Chiropractic provided the chiropractic equipment. I think x-ray reading services too, don't we? No? and the time and effort of the Doctor of Chiropractic. And the Palmer Center for Chiropractic Research used our expertise in seeking and gaining grant funding. We had provided a research assistant for the project, developed the data collection instruments, implemented the research objectives, and lead the data analysis aspects of this project. So we used an action research model to guide this research practice project because we didn't know and we couldn't know where the implementation of a chiropractor into this setting would go. You know, we didn't know what kind of challenges would arise. So action research is a study of a social situation carried out by those involved in the situation in order to improve their practice and the quality of their understanding. The focus is on the process rather than on objective measurements. And it's based on an empowerment philosophy of key stakeholders to work together and to make decisions to assess the impact of those decisions within an organizational context. So you might think of an action research model as either kind of a circular or a spiral or a helical process in which there's coordinated practice change, change evaluation, and then further practice change. So our project timeline, we had a one-year project timeline for our grant. Luckily, PCC and CHC administrators had engaged in conversations for the previous few years about opportunities to get together for, providing services. So when the opportunity to write this grant happened, we already had established some relationships. We wrote the grant in May 2012. The project started September 2010. Our chiropractor started seeing patients in February 2011. We evaluated kind of that process through end of August. So once we found our chiropractor, which was one of our hardest parts, But once John came on board, things went well. He and our research assistant completed training at Community Health Center and started seeing the patients. It was the process was a referral process from a single nurse practitioner to begin with. And then once things were going well, then we added on additional providers. They wanted to go, CHC really wanted to go slow because they've had a history of offering programs that people really, really wanted to get into, and then there was a lot of disappointment when not everyone was able to achieve services. So we kind of went slow to begin with. And our scheduling, because John has about 30 other jobs that he does during the course of the day, we had AM hours for our participants. During the course of the time, 70, let me look at this for a second, 115 new visits were scheduled, with seeing 72 new participants over the course of the time, and 317 follow-up visits were scheduled, with 238 being achieved. And they have a pretty high rate of no-shows at this center, so our no-show rate wasn't any higher than their usual no-show rate. So who did we see as chiropractic patients? We had 63 of the 72 people complete research measures related to this project for 87%, and overwhelmingly female patients, 71%. In Iowa, we have lower numbers of ethnic and racial minorities. So the fact that we saw 25% of people who were self-identified as a racial minority and 10% who self-identified as Hispanic was much different than our other clinics. And 49% had a high school education or less, and no one had any postgraduate study, which is different than in college clinics. So, and barely anyone was a student, which is different than in our college clinics. So we saw a lot of people who were unemployed or were homemakers or retired, and 86% had an income less than $20,000 a year. So we asked people if they had pain in the where they had pain in the past 7 days and in the past 12 months. And so you see this group had a lot of pain. They could be referred for low back and upper back pain, so 87% and 49% in the past 7 days there, but also really high numbers of neck pain, shoulder pain, hip and thigh pain. 7.8 on a 11-point NRS, and 7.2 impact on 11-point NRS for ADLs. So we asked a small group of people we were able to get a hold of, 15 people, some qualitative interviews, what they liked about the program. A lot of them just liked the coming to CHC itself. Many liked the dual recommendations from the medical provider and the doctor of chiropractic. They thought there was improved knowledge about their musculoskeletal pain, as well as better communication between providers. And they liked having alternative therapy options. When we asked them, you know, what they didn't like or suggestions for improvement, they wanted to extend the service availability for more hours, but also hope to sometimes see both providers at the same time. They also wanted expanded services provided, services to teens and children, or some rehabilitation services. They really wanted to keep costs low, to keep with the sliding scale that was there, and also express concerns about having to take off time to come to work and not having transportation to the clinic. So future directions, as John talked about a little bit earlier, Community Health Center and Palmer have continued a partnership. It's at a different community health clinic than the one that we did this pilot in. And hopefully there are a lot of CHC sites, so maybe there will be opportunity in the future to have chiropractic services at those sites as well. One of the things we had hoped for was developing a spine care or a musculoskeletal team. In 1 year, that was just not enough time to make that happen. And then one other thing to think about is how to develop partnerships at Palmer sites or at chiropractic sites where perhaps conventional providers come and provide services in traditionally chiropractic settings, since it usually goes the other direction. So, and as I mentioned before, we got a grant. Maria Hondras secured that grant for this project, and we want to, you know, thank the participants in the study and the clinic and data management personnel, as well as the administrators who got the projects going and then let us unfold it. So, there you go.